Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Our Celestial Minor Butthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting the like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account who simply asks, am I the asshole for favoring my stepson? And of course, it does come with an update as well. Hi. I just wanted some outside perspective. I have two kids, Stefan, 17 male, and Angie, 19 female, and my husband has a son, Dean, 17 male. Stefan and Dean are very close and have been the best of friends since before my husband and I got married. Angie is pretty close to both as well, but her and Dean butt heads pretty often. Anyways, while my husband and I were in our bedroom, we heard yelling from the living room. We ran down and found all three kids yelling at each other. We managed to get them to relax, but they refused to tell us what happened. Later, Stefan told me that Dean joked about Angie's boyfriend. Is he finally leaving you? And she retaliated by bringing up Dean's mother. She said something along the lines of, yeah, he's leaving me just like your mother, brother, and sisters left your ass. I confirmed with Angie and Dean, and well, my husband and I are honestly really upset. You see, Dean's mother and siblings didn't leave. They passed away. While Dean was in the wrong, I'm kind of horrified by my daughter immediately jumping to his deceased family. Because of this, I told Angie that I wanted her to sign up for this volunteer thing at a local bakery that is honoring the lives of the deceased. It's being run by a very close friend of mine and is hard work, but you learn a lot about grieving and the sort. I signed up for a week and it was very memorable. I told her it was either this or she wouldn't be able to use my car anymore, so she chose the bakery. I'm also not buying her tickets to see some artists, but I'm willing to buy them if she apologizes. Dean was lectured by his father and has to do a few extra chores. Well, after about 2 days of volunteering, Angie started complaining that I was favoring Dean, my stepson, over her, my biological daughter. She doesn't see why Dean can disrespect her first, but she can't say anything back. She also said that her boyfriend is a sensitive topic and that I don't get to decide which situation is worse. My mother backed her up on this and says I'm in the wrong here too. Both her and my daughter say that I should have insisted on a harsher punishment for Dean and that again, it's very insensitive of me to decide that a certain situation is worse. I see what they mean, but I don't know. Maybe I'm being insensitive towards her and maybe I'm being too harsh. I just think that my daughter could have said literally anything else instead. Am I the asshole? And we do have an edit which we cover straight away, which says, I've been getting the same comments about the same thing, so I edited some extra info. 1. Stefan came up to me and told me what happened without anyone asking. It is very important that we're aware of any possible reactions that Dean has towards the mention of his mother and siblings for multiple reasons. 2. Dean and Angie do get along. They banter back and forth, argue over petty things. Where do you put my hairbrush? / I want the car on Sunday, etc. But are close. This is the first time they've gone too far. No one is bullying anyone. 3. They've been living together since they were 9 and 10 and think of each other as siblings. Dean calls me mum and Angie calls my husband dad. Even after this fight, they refer to each other as brother and sister. 4. Angie and her boyfriend are still together and in a good place from what I know. Her boyfriend was over last night and the two have been together since they were 16. 5. Dean's extra chores are for 2 weeks and Angie is volunteering for a week and a half. Now, unless we're missing extra information on this one, it kind of almost feels like me the punishments do fit the crime in this particular situation. It kind of sounds in this story that Dean may have started at first and he said, is he finally leaving you, joking about Angie's boyfriend? But then it just almost felt like it went nuclear, like just like your mother, brother, and sisters left your ass. That was like way, way over the line. And I always try to put it in perspective by like putting myself in each of their shoes, like in Dean's shoes, and saying that to someone, and as banter or whatever, and then putting self in sister's shoes and saying something like that. Could you imagine ever saying something like that to, you know, a friend, relative, or whatever? It's just something I couldn't imagine ever saying to anyone. And I think the punishment that you did give to Angie may give her like a lesson or a teaching moment about how people grieve and various things like that. She may learn from other people in that scenario about what others are going through and have some empathy towards it in the future. Dean didn't not get punished. He did get punished in it. And, you know, he had extra chores for 2 weeks where Angie only had volunteering for a week and a half. So whilst I almost felt like in some ways it may have been an everyone sucks here, I think I'm definitely going down the road of a not the arsehole in this particular situation. But Spun Gold Baby Blue says, not the arsehole. You have reacted equally to the words and actions of Angie and Dean. Dean shouldn't have said what he did and was punished for it. Angie's response was horrifically cruel. The topic of Dean's deceased family never ever should have passed her lips. She really fucked up and was punished accordingly. You responded to the level of pain inflicted. Riversong777 says, not the asshole. If your daughter thinks boyfriend troubles compared to the deaths of most of your close family members, she's one of the most entitled and selfish assholes I've read about this month. And that's saying something considering the current state of the world. ETA, I'm also absolutely appalled at your mother. While your daughter at least is young and hasn't experienced loss yet, I'd assume your mother has and should definitely know what your daughter said was inexcusable in itself, but defending herself by comparing their losses made it even worse. A deleted user says, you're the arsehole. If you live in a glass house, you don't throw stones. If anything, Dean should have a sensitivity and empathy to others. Personal losses given the magnitude of his own. Instead, he had the mistaken notion of others are fair game, but he is unassailable. The world doesn't work that way. Better he learn this in the home than outside. You and your husband are issuing punishments just to pay lip service to parenting. They didn't want to talk about it, and you didn't allow them the time to ruminate on the incident and come to their own reconciliation, free from extraneous pressures. Overseas Mango says, you're the arsehole. I think your daughter went too far, and you definitely needed to step in. Here's the issue. It sounds like she's getting constantly bullied by her stepbrother, day after day after day. Nobody shuts it down. Eventually, she snapped and said the cruelest thing she could think of. Was it wrong? Absolutely. But you were more than wrong to ignore all the verbal abuse in the months before leading up to that comment. To which OP replied to that saying, okay, so I don't know why you're assuming she's bullied by her stepbrother for months and day after day. The two normally get along pretty well. They just fight over small things that are sometimes Angie's fault, sometimes Dean, and sometimes no one's. It's called being siblings, and both of them face consequences depending on the circumstances. Only this time, my daughter went way too far. And I think that's enough comments. So guys, follow me over to this update and let's see what's happening on over there. So, hi everyone. I just wanted to update you all as a lot of you seem concerned. But before I start, I just wanted to say I'm sorry if I sounded a bit defensive in my replies. I've been getting a lot of mean messages saying really cruel things about my stepson and his family members and was in shock. Then again, I should have expected it, lol. People are too comfortable on the internet. Anyways, I mentioned this in a comment, but I went out to eat with my daughter the day after I made the post. Because many people brought it up, I asked her if Dean is bullying her. She asked me if I was being serious. I told her that she's my daughter and will always have her back, and if he was bullying her, then I wouldn't hesitate to do something about it. She reassured me and said he is not bullying her. The only reason she made that comment is because she's fighting with one of her friends and took her anger out on Dean. She also said she was ashamed and couldn't believe she said such a cruel thing considering she knows how much it affects him. She tried convincing herself that she was right and used my mother, who has always been against my marriage, to put her at ease. I told her that while I was disappointed, I'm glad she's owning up. She then told me that she apologized to Dean and is taking him and Stefan to see a game. They're also going to get dinner. Dean apologized to her as well. Oh, don't get me started. I talked to Dean a few hours after the three of them got home from their outing. I'm not going to say much about this convo, but it was emotional and we were both in tears. Just in case, I spent some one-on-one time with Stefan as well. He's been stressed because the two people he loves the most weren't talking to each other and he didn't want to choose between them. overall, I think everything was settled quite nicely. Angie's last day of volunteering is tomorrow, and she seems pretty sad about it. She's become pretty close to the ladies at the bakery. On a brighter note, she finally knows what she wants to do in life and will be working with a bakery owner. She's also looking up apprenticeships and the sort. Hopefully, she sticks to it. Thanks for all the comments. And I personally think that's an absolutely lovely update. It did have me shedding a tear or two towards the end there. Not afraid to admit it. And I really enjoy an update where people can see the error of their ways and, you know, how shitty they've been. And it was lovely that they apologized to each other, you know, about the argument. It clearly does seem there's a lot of love between this family, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Wonderland352, who says, "Am I the asshole for wanting my sister to stay, even after she objected at my wedding? My sister doesn't like my husband, and has spent the last 3 months trying to convince me not to get married to him. Up until the last second before the ceremony, she was still trying to convince me to run away, despite our dad warning her that she wouldn't like the consequences if she was the reason the wedding didn't happen. The reason my sister didn't like him is their personalities clash, and she thinks he's like our dad, and I'll be miserable being married to him. Another thing is, she feels like he embarrassed me since he used to sleep around before, even though we weren't together at the time, because pretty much everyone knows we would eventually get married. She ended up objecting during the ceremony. Our uncle dragged her away and everybody pretended it never happened, although I could see my husband, dad, and some of my in-laws were all angry. Once the ceremony was over, I followed my dad because I knew he was going to yell at her. He was planning to have her sent back to the hotel with my uncle, but I said I didn't want her to go. My dad pretty much ignored me and only agreed to let her stay when my husband said it was okay if she stayed, as long as she didn't cause another scene. My dad was angry at me and told me I was a wife now and I needed to start acting like it. While my husband never said anything about her staying, I don't think he was happy about it either, and I know his parents definitely weren't, since they made remarks about her multiple times during the reception. Am I the ass?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, but just asks, OP, can you explain this sentence? Then quotes, another thing is she feels like he embarrassed me since he used to sleep around before, even though we weren't together at the time, because pretty much everyone knew we would eventually get married. Then says, is this an arranged marriage? So he was sleeping around even though he would eventually marry you. To which OP replied saying, you could call it that, yeah. Expensive Historian says, this is giving me missing reason vibes. Your sister is objecting strongly, and when referencing that he acts like your dad, I was wondering what she means. What was your childhood like? Was your dad quick to anger, controlling, distant, etc.? OP replies saying, my childhood was okay. My dad is all of those things. Timely Ray says, everyone sucks here. You're missing way too many details. You're way too vague. What is so bad about your father your sister doesn't like? Why does your father get more say on who's allowed at your wedding than you? What did you mean they already knew you were getting married? Like everyone is taking your words at the surface and assuming you and your boyfriend dated for a while, fell in love, and both chose to get married. Which is why they're saying you're the asshole, but is that the case? Is your sister crazy or desperate to save you? OP replies here, my dad isn't what you would describe as a loving father. Having him as a dad was like living with an army general who dictates everything and doesn't forgive mistakes. He also treats me and my sister a lot different to how he treats our brother. When I say everybody already knew, I mean, my dad told me it was going to happen, and that was pretty much the end of the discussion. And it became public knowledge over the years. We sort of dated 6 months before the wedding, but at that point, we were already engaged. And now I'm going to turn this one straight to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you dealt with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Told His Wife, who says, "Am I the arsehole for revealing to my dad's wife the real reason why me and him were never close? My dad practically gave me up to his sister from the moment I, 27 male, was born. My mum died when she was giving birth to me, and my aunt told me he never recovered from that because he blamed me for her dying. It hurt a lot as a kid. At family events, he would ignore my existence. When I was a little older, he got more vocal about me killing her, and he can't stand to look at my face. You can imagine the amount of therapy that put me in. I used to go to church crying because I was scared about going to hell for doing that to my mum. That's how much his words fucked me up. But the shitty part was that I never stopped trying to be accepted by him. After my high school graduation, he told me to never bother him again, since legally he has no obligation to me anymore, since he was sending my aunt money to take care of me. Around that time is when I finally started accepting that reality, so from there we moved on with our lives. My aunt doesn't talk to me about him. Sometimes my grandparents do, and that's how I found out that he got married. They were mad he didn't invite me to their wedding, but to me it didn't matter because we are not close. But it was his wife who wanted to meet me. It's the first time ever that he wants to make contact, and it was to pretty much say she wants me in their life. She doesn't know the real reason about why we're estranged. He asked me to please not say anything, and maybe this could be a way to reconcile after all. But he was only doing it for her. That much was clear when we talked. I never said I would be, but he still insisted on us meeting at their place because she really wanted to meet me. All she thinks is we're estranged for not getting along in my teenage years, going to college and losing touch because of life stuff. It pissed me off that he played it off as us just not talking for petty reasons. Meanwhile, the actual reason damaged me for years. I told her the truth. Everything he said to me. That he was never a parent to me. That was all my aunt. It was definitely a shock for her. The outcome was a disaster. Everyone has heard about this now. My grandma's in particular told me she understands my anger, but this was his chance finding someone since losing my mum, and now it's been put in jeopardy. My dad is devastated. They think it was going too far to ruin his marriage that way when he was willing to include me in their lives, which could have been the start of our relationship. And they say not only did I ruin that, but possibly wrecked his marriage. She just doesn't agree at all with what he did, and it could have been avoided if I didn't say anything. For me, it was hard not to tell the truth after the lies made it seem like it was nothing serious. I couldn't ignore what happened after what it did. I didn't know if it was the right call, since it put their whole marriage at risk after all. Holy shit, I'm so angry reading through that post. Just trying to think what OP must have had to go through all these years dealing with it. Dealing with being the blame for his mother's death. And he must have known he was wrong in this situation, the husband this is. Because there was the part in the middle where all the wife thinks is that they were estranged for not getting along in teenage years, going to college and losing touch because of life stuff. This was obviously told to the wife at some point. So he lied about it. And why would you lie? Because you know you're wrong. And as always, this is what's happening to him now is consequences of his own actions. Imagine growing up, being at those family events and having to deal with, you know, someone that you love, someone that you want to be associated with, and they just want nothing to do with you because they're blaming you for that. And the husband was just, when they was hoping to reconcile and all this sort of stuff, that he was just hoping that you would keep all this in for what? The foreseeable future, forever now, that your dad abandoned you and blames you for it. Shit. There's no way you're going to be the arsehole in this situation. And I'm incredibly sorry for everything you've been through. Stick with your aunt. She sounds like an absolutely wonderful person. But unpopular Kryptonite says, dude, not the arsehole. Your dad is a grade A double cheese arsehole from hell with a special topping of arsehole served with arsehole sauce. He deserves every bit of what happened to his second marriage because he presented himself as a different person than he is. I'm sorry you had to go through this. I wish you strength and may you find more people who love you unconditionally. OP replied saying, thank you and don't worry, I have. My aunt has been the best parent for me and she always tried to shield me from this shit as much as possible. I don't know if I would have made it without her supporting me. Lex kicks ass says not the asshole and quotes, my mum died when she was giving birth to me and my aunt told me he never recovered from that because he blamed me for her dying. Next quote says, at family events he would ignore my existence. He got more vocal about me killing her. He can't stand to look at my face. All she thinks is we're estranged for not getting along in my teenage years, going to college and losing because of life stuff. I told her the truth. My dad is devastated. Then goes on to say, ah, karma. If the truth ruined his marriage, that's on him. He should have gone to therapy after your mum died. He instead treated you like shit your whole life for something that could have never been your fault. Now he's facing consequences beyond estrangement. Everyone should be pissed at his hiding the truth, but arseholes always prefer to shoot the messenger. Outrageous Yogurt says not the arsehole. She has the right to know the true man she married. Also, I'm so sorry you had to endure all that. Your aunt sounds like an incredible person, and despite everything, I hope you're doing as well as you can under the circumstances. To which OP replies saying, it took a long time, but I'm proud to say I'm doing well. This whole thing reopened some stuff, but I'll be talking it out in therapy. And it's thanks to my aunt that I always had mental slash emotional support. Miyuki M says and quotes, they think it was going too far to ruin his marriage that way when he was willing to include me in their lives, and then goes on to say he was only willing to include you in their lives on his terms and without acknowledging the trauma he caused or apologizing for being cruel to you by blaming you for your mother's death. If he truly wanted to have a closer relationship rather than just giving in to what his wife wanted, he needed to apologize and make amends. You are not responsible for your mother's death, and you are not responsible for your father's behavior. The fact that she married a man who treated his own son so cruelly is upsetting to her, and it should be. He made his bed, not the arsehole. And one more from NG945 who says, hey, you are not the arsehole. He does not get to pick you up and parade you around for the sake of his new wife like a toy. Absolutely not the arsehole here. You did the right thing, telling her the truth. Your dad was expecting you to lie about your life because he had lied about his. His wife deserves to know who she is married to. I'm sorry you had to start in life. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? And how do you think OP could deal with this going forward? Do you think there was ever any chance, you know, dad did want to reconcile, or was it just all for the wife? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and I want you to know that. I want you to know you are important, you're valuable, and super appreciated. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.